Hey guys, and welcome to PSP Homebrew Man episode number 2. I just want to let you guys know before I start the show, episode 1 did not turn out the way I wanted, so I'm sorry about that guys, and I rushed it a little bit, so I'm sorry. So, let's just forget about it, and okay, I just want to let you guys know also that I will not be putting release dates in for games, because they're never, like, right, and it just annoyed me from last episode. So, let's move on. PSP News. Sony announced that they would be changing the price of the official PlayStation Portable developer kit. This developer kit usually cost $6,400, but now they are dropping it down to $4,200. Sony is hoping that by dropping the price, it will get more developers, studio, to take a chance and start making games for the PlayStation Portable. So, by them doing this, it will cause more developers to buy a developer kit, and they will start making more PSP games, which is awesome for all of us. New games, different types, and everything. So, let's move on. PSP Homebrew. First off, I'm going to be talking about the PSP IR shell, version 1.2. This works on 1.5 PSP and maybe even other versions. Okay, so this is a PSP shell, which I don't know if you guys all know of it, but it takes over the PSP Sony shell, but you can always go back to it by exiting the shell or shutting off the PSP completely. So, this shell can load homebrew, well, most of it. I only got stuck on one game, which is PSP Square's the latest version. It can load UMDs, not 2.0 plus, obviously. It can load pictures, different file types of pictures. It can even take pictures itself. You can go in to load up a UMD or a homebrew and take a picture while you're in it by hitting the note key. This is an IR shell, which means it sends out IR signals. It can send signals to a TV to turn it on and off and other features like that. It can also send them to VCRs, DVD players, and even some stereos. It also has a new feature. This feature can send files from one PSP to the other using Wi-Fi. And all you need is two PSPs with the shell on it, and you can send any file you'd like or a picture or anything. This is my favorite PSP shell since you can load a playlist. You pick 10 songs, I think, at the most. I'm not sure what it goes up to now since they updated it. But you pick songs by hitting square, hit play, and you load a game, a homebrew or whatever, UMD or even pictures, and you can still be listening to your music at the same time. Let's move on to the next one, which is Super Mario Portable for the PSP, because it is just a demo. Super Mario Portable for the PSP is a clone of Nintendo's Super Mario Brothers. This is a new demo version for the PSP, and it only has the first level. For the first level is complete. This is not the final version, and it is pretty cool if you want to play a customized Mario game. But this is one of the first levels, that's it, and it is just customized when you could just go to get an SNES emulator and play the original if you'd like, but basically this is just a custom one, just all different graphics, but it's pretty cool, check it out, and let's move on. Next I got PSP Button Masher Revolution. I would have to say this is the worst homebrew game out there right now. What you do is you get two players, start this game up, it has a start and exit, pick start, player 1 pushes down on the D-pad, and player 2 pushes X. The first one to get from 100 to 0 wins. That's the whole game. It could be a lot better game, but maybe they'll update to make it a little bit funner, but I don't know. It's not that great. So let's move on to the next thing I got, which is the PSP Player MT for PSP. It says it directly plays AVI on the PSP without converting it, which is amazing since you know how long it takes to convert movies. Here's everything it says it can do. It says it can play AVI videos with a resolution up to 480 and 272 at 29.97 frames per second without lag. And yeah, no transcoding movies anymore. It says it plays on a 2.0 plus and lower. This program also says it'll play video formats that are AVI, MOV, MP4, GM, MKV, NUT, ASV, WMV, audio that are MP3, M4A, WMA, OGG, WAV, and others like MPEG, MEG 1/2 and 4, and videos like DIVX and XVID, and Windows Media videos, OGG, MEGPEG, audio, MP2, MP3, and AC, and AC3, OGG, and Windows Media. I have tried this out myself. It is not the greatest. I could only get MP3s to work. I could not get any videos I put on to work. So, I would say try it out yourselves. Tell me what you get to work and what you don't. Just jump over to the forums and let me know what works and everything. So, I'll let you guys know what the forums are in about 1 second. Okay guys, that's it for episode 2. So come visit us at our forums and sign up at s12.envisionfree.com/PSP homebrew and check out our main page at www.hb-man.podomatic.com. And just to let you guys know that I'm looking for 3 new members that want to become a moderator, and for the first person to get 200 posts will become one. And for the other 2 people that I'm looking for, we'll just have to be active on our forums and don't spam. So I'll talk to you guys next time. Later.